Everybody Can is a conversation about the people and organizations that strengthen our community by volunteering, donating, serving on boards, or sometimes just showing up in moments of kindness. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, tenaciously curious and committed to the notion that connecting and serving others provides a space for one to have a sense of purpose and belonging. You know, every time I interview folks on this topic, it just warms my heart. And these folks have a great purpose in our town. And they also hold closely a little nickname called Echo. Helping Hands. Nancy Bud Garvin is here. Thank you for joining us, Nancy.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having me.
So, Nancy, Echo is this wonderful organization that is Helping Hands. Do elaborate. What is the primary focus of your organization?
Thank you, Missy, and thank you for having me on your show. You know, I'm just really thrilled about the opportunity to talk about Echo to your listeners, because once long, long ago, we had an opportunity to talk with someone at your station. And as a result, we had a very nice number of people decide that based on what they heard, they wanted to come and volunteer for Echo. So I'm hoping that's going to happen again. And so all of you out there, if you're looking for any kind of a volunteer opportunity, we have a great one to offer. So to answer your question, Missy, what Echo is all about is helping people in East Jefferson County stay in their own home so that as they age, they can age at home. Despite the infirmities and the things that come along when you age, we are a transportation service and we're an equipment lending service that helps people do just that, age at home. And not have to move out and not give in to all the kids saying, you ought to get out of there, mom, or dad, you really need to go into assisted living, at least up until it becomes a critical issue. We are the ones that can help you stay at home.
How do you do that? Let's talk a little bit about what that is.
Yeah. We have two divisions of our organization. One is the Echo Equipment Lending Program, and the other is the Echo Transportation Program. And a lot of people know us from our equipment lending program. I'm sure many of your listeners may have been in the situation where they had a joint replacement surgery, or they broke a bone and, you know, had trouble getting around and needed a wheelchair or a knee scooter or even crutches. And for those who've had to go through significant surgeries, one of the things that becomes very costly is trying to get together and put in place all of the equipment you need to use your bathroom, even when you're infirm or you have stitches or you have, you know, a joint that's in a cast or anything like that. So we lend what is called durable equipment. It's not the stuff that has cushy things or wrap things, because we need to disinfect everything that people use. And so we have walkers, we have two-wheel walkers, we have four-wheel walkers, we have all kinds of wheelchairs, we have bathroom toilet seat lifts, we have bath benches to help you get in and out of your tub, and we have things that even in your bedroom can help you with, say, a table or something that can help you prop yourself up and that kind of thing. So we find that most people know us through this equipment lending program because it saves people a lot of money and they are glad to use it. It's absolutely free of charge. And then they bring it back to us and other people donate equipment to us when they're done with it. And so there's a wonderful recycling aspect to our equipment loan program so that people can use what other people have needed at one time, and now they need it, and they don't want to have to go buy it.
Well, full disclosure, I happen to be one of your clients or guests or customers, however you might mention it. I had a full knee replacement. I was renting a very small place. It was seamless and lovely to go in there and fill out the form. I made an appointment. I actually was able to go there because I was ambulatory, but I utilized the wonderful shower stool. I was able to use this pump that iced my knee. And those are often things that aren't covered by our insurance. And again, I lived in a small place and I knew I could put it back back into the system, there was information with it, which made it really helpful to understand how to use it too. So I really thank you on behalf of my husband and myself. Thank you. Now let's talk about those other components that are kind of really dynamic. And I'd like to ask one question before you dive in. Does it have to be only a temporary illness or need, or do you support someone that has an ongoing, continuing kind of need? So the second set of services, if you will, and then maybe we could talk about who your customers or guests. How do you refer to them, by the way?
Clients.
How do your clients, yeah. Who are your clients, so to speak?
Well, our clients are primarily older people, and we in Jefferson County have a very significant percentage of our population that is aged in the aging business. We do, however, have no age limit on our clients, so we serve people who, sadly, at younger ages may be dealing with a neuromuscular disease, younger clients who may have some handicap or some disability that just is part of their life now. And so it doesn't make any difference to us. You can borrow our equipment and keep it for as long as you or a loved one might need it. And then all we ask is, please bring it back so we can help the next person. Our clients are primarily low income, although we do have some more higher income people in the equipment client group. But especially for our transportation program, this is for people who either have a disability or have an infirmity that does not allow them to drive, or perhaps not drive safely if it's a great distance. And one of the wonderful things about our transportation program is that we serve East Jefferson County clients who need to go to medical offices anywhere in the surrounding counties. Virtually no other transportation system in our county permits that. The buses pretty much get you across a county line and that's it. Taxi cabs will do it, but for a lot of money. And so Echo is really unique. We pick up people here. We take them to services in Poulsbo. I drive people from time to time down to Silverdale, especially for cancer treatments. And Poulsbo for cancer treatments. We have people who need to go to dialysis. And sometimes that's within Jefferson County, and sometimes it's across the county line. We have a lot of clients who go to doctor's offices in Sequim and Port Angeles. So we cover people's needs to get to Clallam County and Kitsap County. And we do take people into Tacoma and Seattle.
If you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can, and you are listening to KPDZ 91.9. Today, we are speaking with Nancy Bud Garvin, and we are talking about the wonderful transportation services and volunteer opportunities under the Echo organization. If you've missed part of this, don't forget we stream this, and you will have this episode archived and available to you on kptz.org. Now, Nancy, I cut you off in the middle of talking about some of the wonderful volunteer opportunities. You mentioned driving great distances. And so these transportation services, remind our listeners at no charge, could include modest errands and things like that. So could we talk a little bit about if a volunteer is thinking about this, somebody listening right now, like, what does this look like? What do I need to have? Do I have to have a special license? We get the sense of the range, but how would they get started in contacting you?
Well, it's really easy. There's a phone number. So if anybody has got a pen, just write down the phone number. It's 360-379-3246. And then, of course, you can reach us by email at info@echhojc.org. So it's Echo Jefferson County.
Excellent. So this person said, gee, this sounds keen. I'd like to do this. And so some of these trips might be longer or shorter. Do they have to have a special driving license?
No. Fortunately, this does not affect your licensing, and it also does not affect your insurance, because in essence, this is no different than my picking you up, Missy,
yeah,
and take into a doctor's office. And as a friend, as a neighbor, that would just be something we would do. And so being an ECHO volunteer driver is no more and no less, but very importantly, helping a neighbor.
Yes.
And it's really not too demanding, because while we do go as far as Tacoma and Seattle, for the most part, most of our rides are within Port Townsend. Mm. And so it can be as simple as picking someone up at Kayla Point and taking them to the doctor up near the hospital on Sheridan, and maybe waiting for an hour while they get their appointment done, and then driving them back to Kayla Point. Total elapsed time, probably 2 hours. Most of our drivers do that. It's not terribly concerning. You could always go off and do shopping yourself. I do. When I went to Silver Lake, man, I always stop at Costco or Trader Joe's, and then I'm there to pick them up and bring them home.
Well, a couple of questions come to mind as I look at your website, and I want to make sure this is indeed the case. I might be nervous about my ability to help them get in and out of their car. And I note that your website does say, okay, here are some of the things to know about the client that you might be traveling with. So that is always kind of vetted, that the driver doesn't need to have any particular physical capacity to drive these folks, correct?
No, we specifically will not engage an individual as a client if they need physical support to get in and out of a car. If they do, they need to bring someone with them, and we're happy to accommodate, you know, a caregiver or a relative if that's necessary. The one thing our drivers do, and you can choose a ride based on whether or not you want to do this, very often if people have a walker, you need to, after they are safely in the car, you just pick up the walker and fold it and either put it in the back seat or the trunk of your car. We do have people with wheelchairs, and it really is up to the individual as to whether or not they feel they have the strength to collapse a wheelchair and put it in their back seat or their trunk. I personally will handle walkers, but I can't lift a wheelchair. And for the most part, people are not coming to the car with one of the big, huge wheelchairs that has steel rims and spokes and all of that. There are travel wheelchairs that are much easier to just collapse and put in the back seat. But no, interestingly, we have a transportation software program that you can go online and choose the rides that you want to do.
You just answered the question I haven't asked, because, you know, that is a fantastic tool. I was thinking, is this a project-based kind of opportunity or continuing? So the volunteer has the opportunity to select in and out what their schedule allows for. So a software tool makes it very easy. That's wonderful. Do go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's exactly it, Missy. You've described it perfectly. That's the wonderful part of a software program. We do have a dispatcher who, for people who are not that savvy or comfortable with doing things online, we still assign rides through the dispatcher, so that's fine too. But for a lot of us, what we do is I figure out my schedule, and then I go online and I find rides that will fit my schedule. And very often, because I live in Port Ludlow, I pick rides that go to Silver Lake or Poulsbo, sometimes even Bremerton, because I'm close to the Hood Canal Bridge and it's really easy for me to take people there. So I'm really transporting people from Port Hadlock and Port Ludlow and place and Chimicum and places like that.
Well, you know, we have a lot of informal boards that do that. I'm looking for a ride. I have a ride. And this is one thing that struck me is you have the benefit of a carpool buddy, not to mention awesome stories you might learn from someone's history or time spent in the car with them. Nancy, you have really inspired me to think about a different way to run my errands. Why not fold this into that process? So the volunteer is interested. They've contacted you. And then the first step, how's the training? I want to touch on training before we you know, go on to another topic.
Training is really quite minimal. When you sign up, you come into the office and you fill out an application. And we will check your driver's record and we will check your background through a facility and a program that does that. So we have to, you know, assure our clients that the people who are driving them are, number one, good drivers. Mm-hmm. to have a clear background record. The other part of it is that there's an entire booklet that the volunteer coordinator goes through with the individual, pointing out specific areas that are necessary for them to be sure they're doing, and things that can make our clients more comfortable. And one of the things that we're doing now, ever since the pandemic started, is we're disinfecting our cars between each ride. And so if somebody, we usually have people ride in the back seat, or if they're not, if they don't like that, they can ride in the front seat. They do need to wear a mask, and the driver will wear a mask. And then when that individual is done with their ride, then we spray disinfectant wherever that client has been, so that whatever another client that we're taking care of, we disinfect the car before we pick them up. So we do everything we can to make sure the client feels safe and the driver feels safe. We check people's vaccination records, and it's part of their description on every ride is when that individual received their last vaccination or booster.
Well, what a well-greased wheel. No pun intended, Nancy. As always, I wish we had another half hour or so to just visit further. I think this is a lovely way for folks to get involved, get to know others, and maybe learn something new as they sit next to someone in their vehicle. Thank you, Nancy, for joining us, and I look forward to touching base with you in the future, perhaps.
I look forward to it, too. And people also are welcome to drop by our office. We operate out of a small white house right next to the Presbyterian Church in Uptown Port Townsend at the corner of Jefferson and Polk, P-O-L-K.
Thank you again, Nancy. This is Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to our program today. It is always our hope that in sharing these stories, we have uplifted and encouraged you to find your own path to belonging, perhaps explore a new skill set, or simply impact the life of another, changing the arc of their potential. I couldn't do this program without the masterful assistance of our production coordinator and sound engineer, Nora Petrich. Now go out, get involved, and consider having a carpool buddy with you as you run your errands. Take care.